Well, there are so many organizations here in our Rochester community that are doing wonderful work. And one of them is called Embrace Your Sisters. And we've had them here on Rochester Speaks in the past. But we're excited to feature Krista Jackson today, the vice president of EYS, talking about the organization, which helps breast cancer patients. And she herself also a survivor as well. So we'll speak to that. And upcoming, we have a Positively Pink in Pittsford walk coming up later this month. So we'll get into that as well. So a lot to cover here this morning on Rochester Speaks. Krista, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, John.
So EYS is all about breast cancer patients. And this organization started all the way back in 2006, but I know it's evolved over the past couple of decades. Could you talk a little bit about your role in the organization and how you've seen it evolve over the years?
I certainly can. So I've been involved with Embrace Your Sisters for over 5 years on the board. I am the person that actually handles the work with the people that apply to Embrace Your Sisters for emergency financial assistance. So I spend a lot of time with working with people who are seeking some financial support. But Embrace Your Sisters was actually founded back in 2006 by a group of friends who had a girlfriend, Chris Ann Phillipson, who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And Chris Ann had worked her entire life and had medical insurance, but she faced this breast cancer diagnosis and was struggling with figuring out how she was going to pay for her treatment. And she started looking at her options and picking things a la carte. So her girlfriends came together and said, okay, if you are a person that has insurance and has medical benefits and you're picking your treatment a la carte, there must be other women and men who are out there facing the same challenge. So the group of girlfriends came together. They started off with a chicken barbecue to raise some funds to, you know, start the organization. And since then, since 2006, things have evolved. And where we're at right now is Embrace Your Sisters, a 100% volunteer organization. None of us are paid. We do this all in a volunteer capacity. We have now started with two signature events each year. The first is our fashion show, which takes place the first Sunday in May at Casa Larga in Fairport. And then our second event that we're going to talk about here today, our Positively Pink in Pittsford walk, which is always the last Sunday in September, starting at Pittsford Sutherland High School. So those are our two signature events where we raise most of our funds that go right back into the hands of people who are applying to us for financial assistance.
So Embrace Your Sisters is totally volunteer run. There's absolutely no paid staff, which is got to be challenging, especially in this day and age. What is it? Obviously, you know, a passion for helping patients, but what is it that's able to bring this team together and create such a strong organization, even of just volunteers?
I think the one thing is that Embrace Your Sisters, you know, filling that niche with giving some financial, emergency financial support to people going through breast cancer. And again, I would mention that this is both men and women. You find that breast cancer touches so many people. I myself am a breast cancer survivor. I did not need assistance from Embrace Your Sisters, but I did get interested in working with the organization because I had a friend that tapped me many years ago and said, hey, would you be interested in modeling at the fashion show and sort of sharing your story, which I willingly did. And I very much wanted to have the ability to give back and to pay it forward. And so with that being said, after I became involved in the fashion show, I was asked to be part of the board, and then moving from being a member of the board to actually rolling into the person that is working with the applicants that are applying to Embrace Your Sisters and helping them through that process. So I work with a lot of social workers in the community, a lot of nurse navigators, a lot of people who are affected by breast cancer and reaching out directly to Embrace Your Sisters for financial support. I really find that that is a rewarding experience. And a lot of people, again, that are involved with Embrace Your Sisters have been touched by breast cancer in some way, shape, or form and just want to give back. And so we have a small but mighty group of women who are members of this board who just want to do good. And I've watched it evolve even over the years that I've been involved. Again, even though it's been started since 2006, I have really watched over the last few years this group evolve, and I am amazed at the hundreds of thousands of dollars that Embrace Your Sisters has been able to raise and in turn get right back into the hands of the people who need the help in our community. And we do serve a 13 county community around the greater Rochester area. We do have an application process where we vet the applicants who apply to us. And then we don't give the money directly to people who need the assistance. We pay entities that need to be paid directly on the on behalf of the people to apply to us. So if you apply to us and Embrace Your Sisters is able to grant you funding, we would pay the people that need to be paid directly on your behalf. Things like rent, car payment, cell phone bills, utilities, car insurance, medical bills, anything that can help you get through a challenging point that allows you as the applicant to focus on your treatment and your wellness and getting through the breast cancer diagnosis and on your path to full recovery.
We're talking with Krista Jackson, Vice President of Foley Volunteer Organization, Embrace Your Sisters. And coming up in 2 weeks from today as this airs, but also coming up on the 24th of September, if you're listening online after this is airing, Positively Pink in Pittsburgh. That walk is coming up in just a couple of weeks here, the 12th annual. So this has happened. You mentioned the event in May and also this walk in September. Could you talk a little bit about your goals for this event? I know there's a lot more money still to be raised to meet that goal and what you're hoping the community gets out of this event.
So our goal, John, is to raise $25,000. Currently, we're at about a little over $8,000 that we've raised so far. I would like to give a shout out to our generous sponsors of this event, our gold sponsor, Wegmans, our silver sponsor, Corby's Collision Center, and several bronze sponsors, Fuller Funeral Home, Felucca Overhead Door, FG Rayburn Mason Contractors, Pactive Evergreen, Pluta Cancer Center, Elizabeth Wendy Breast Care, NACA and Capizzi LLP, and Van Bortel, Subaru, Ford, and Chevrolet. Without the help of these sponsors, this event wouldn't be possible. So thank you to all of them. So John, the event's going to take place, as you mentioned, on Sunday, September 24th. We start at Pittsburgh Sutherland High School. We'll have a registration table open at 9 a.m. The walk begins at 10 a.m. You can register online, visit our website, www.embraceyoursisters.org/2023-PPIP. You can click on the button right there to register or create a team under the fundraise button, or you can hit the donate button to just contribute to this event. It's free. Obviously, we're looking for donations, and those are most appreciated. For each person that raises $30, you will receive an event t-shirt. And what we do is at 10 o'clock, we gather, we send you through our big balloon arch and send you on your way to do a 1.8-mile walk out through the village of Pittsburgh and along the Erie Canal. Come as a family, come as a team. We have a lot of support that we get from our local high school sports teams and our local colleges and universities, their sports teams. Bring your dog. We welcome dogs, but come join us and hopefully we'll have a beautiful day. Fingers crossed. We'll send you on your way to do the walk. And it's just kind of a great way for everybody to come gather and support Embrace Your Sisters.
That again is September 24th, starting right at Pittsburgh Sutherland High School. Very convenient location for the community to get together. And then it's right along the Erie Canal, right? So hopefully it's a really picturesque part of the area. If you've never been down the canal path there in Pittsburgh, it's a very nice area. And of course, hopefully, fingers crossed for the weather to stay nice as well in a couple weeks.
If we could have the same weather that we're experiencing right now here in the beginning of September, that would be great. We did have quite a bit of rain for the event last year, but golly, we were just so pleased, tickled pink, no pun intended, to still have tremendous support from our community at this event last year, even in the rain. So we hope that you will consider, again, coming out as a team, coming out solo, coming out as a group from work, just a family event. We have lots of families that join together and come out and support one another at the walk. It really is a nice event and just a great way to see people and spend a couple hours on Sunday morning, September 24th.
And obviously the goal is to raise money, but I'm curious as well, are there conversations that are started because of this walk, good dialogue that happens surrounding breast cancer and patients, and how rewarding is that element of it as well, besides just the raising the money portion?
I think that is exactly what happens, John. I can tell you right now that some of the people that have signed up with teams this year have just sort of over the last year found out about Embrace Your Sisters. And many of the people are fighting their own battle with breast cancer. So they're bringing groups together, seeking donations to our organization. And that is just so heartwarming for us. And you're right, as you're standing around talking with people, that conversation, you know, just kind of organically grows, and you find out about people that have been affected by breast cancer that you may not even be aware of, and just be able to be a support for one another and know that there are other people who have also faced this battle and have come out the other side of it much stronger. And that support is certainly, I think, always appreciated amongst the people who have battled breast cancer.
So volunteers also, I know, needed for EYS, whether it be for this event or in the future. How can someone, if they are interested in volunteering to help the organization, sign up to help?
You can always call or text us. We can get a text at this phone number, 585-624-9690. I am the person that answers the phone and responds to the text. So it is me who you will speak with. You can also visit our website, Embrace Your Sisters. That's all one word. .org, and there is an area right on there where you can sign up to become a member. And also just follow us on social media. We have a huge Facebook presence. That is really what Embrace Your Sisters, how we started, is on Facebook, and we have a huge Facebook presence, but we are also on Instagram and Twitter, so you can find us on any of the social media. And yes, we're always looking for volunteers, especially for these events, to help. The fashion show that we hold, as I mentioned, on the first Sunday in May is also a big lift. So if you're interested in becoming involved, that's great. We're always looking for new board members. You know, just reach out to us. And if you're curious to find out what we're about, I would invite you to this Positively Pink in Pittsburgh walk on Sunday, September 24th. And you can get a better idea of the people that make up this great organization.
Krista Jackson is the vice president of Embrace Your Sisters, and we're talking about the Positively Pink in Pittsburgh walk, which is coming up on the 24th in just a couple of weeks. So registration, you could do that on site, right? Or you can also do that online as well.
You sure can. So if you go on and register through our GiveButter platform, which is what we use, if you go on and register online there, you can also do all of your fundraising online. If you do that, you don't need to be at the event at 9 o'clock to register. You are already registered. However, if you haven't registered ahead of time on that platform, which you can access on our embraceyoursisters.org website, then if you come with checks or cash donations the morning of the event, stop by the registration table at 9 a.m. We'll get you signed up. We'll get you set up with your t-shirts that you may be eligible for because you've raised that $30. And then we will send you on your way at 10 a.m. to begin the walk.
EmbraceYourSisters.org for more information. That's EmbraceYourSisters.org, all one word. Krista Jackson, Vice President at Embrace Your Sisters. Positively Pink in Pittsburgh walk coming up starting at Pittsburgh Sutherland High School on the 24th of September. Excited for the event. Remember, raise $30, receive an event t-shirt. You can also bring the family, bring the dog. What a great family day out, and all for a great cause. Thank you so much for joining us today, Krista, this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.